We're going to talk in vitro fertilization, and if you have any questions, any comments, you're welcome via WhatsApp on 072-567-1567. Your calls anytime, 021-446-0567. I'll repeat that number, 021-446-0567. You may want to use it. You may want to chat to Dr. Kasturi Moodley, obstetrician and gynecologist at Mediclinic Southern Africa. She joins us on the line now for more on helping couples make informed decisions about their pregnancy journey. So, Dr. Moodley, how common are infertility challenges in South Africa, and what are some of the key factors contributing to them?
Hi, good morning, and thank you for having me. It is obviously at present quite a serious problem. The numbers, as reflected by the statistics, is at least one in six couples in South Africa battling, and perhaps that number is even higher because maybe many individuals have not yet realized it or have not yet come forward for assistance. So it is troubling and alarming, which is why we want to put as much information out there as we possibly can. I think there are probably a number of factors that perhaps are contributing. I think lifestyle is certainly one of the major factors in terms of the healthier you are, the healthier your reproductive system, like all the other systems in the body, and the unhealthier you are, the unhealthier and the more difficult it is for the body to do something that is supposed to be so natural. It's obviously becoming a bit more difficult. I think the other contributory factor is that many women or many couples are deciding to delay their fertility based on their current, their career, based on what they would prefer to do in their lives before they started a family. So that's obviously contributing as well.
Okay, now help me to understand, can infertility affect both a man and a woman?
Absolutely. We have to remember that conception, which implies egg and sperm meeting to initiate the start of a baby, is 50% the female from the egg and 50% the male from the sperm. So if you don't have buy-in with 50% from each of those components, you can then result in a problem of infertility or a delay in falling pregnant.
So are men and women equally impacted by infertility?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay, so that's 50-50.
Yes, absolutely. Well, in the context of physiologically, the contributors are 50-50. In terms of the problems identified when we do investigations, we may find that it leans towards more problems identified in a female. However, of late, and this is not statistically significant based on our experience at our clinic, the Midland Fertility Health Center, we are finding that there seems to be a balance between problems identified in the female and problems identified in the male. So the male factor slowly crept up to meet the female factor. So at present, for us, more importantly, it's not about where is the problem, but rather about what is the problem and how best can we address it.
Gotcha. So we've just, from our vantage point, we've just seen so much innovation on the medical front. Have we seen any innovation in the IVF kind of front?
We certainly have. It's been 27 years since the first baby was created using IVF, and we certainly have come a very long way with regards to understanding the natural reproductive process a bit better. But in having said that, we probably have only to our disposal, perhaps even about 20% of that information. So we've still got a very, very, very long way to go as far as the 80% that we still don't know, which is why the success rates of IVF don't reach anywhere near 100%. The body does the job so well that we still have a ways to go with regards to finding out all the secrets.
So this is what was called a test tube baby back then. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
And the principle remains the same?
Essentially, it remains the same because IVF is a process where the start of a baby, which is an embryo, is created in a laboratory. We use a petri dish, which is, I suppose, the equivalent of a test tube, as opposed to it starting in a fallopian tube inside of the female body.
Okay, so male or female infertility is then not necessarily a factor when you achieve the embryo in a test tube?
Not 100%. So with fertility or infertility, it is not only IVF that is done. So when we see a couple who has not been successful in having a baby naturally for up to 12 months, they then fulfill the criteria for doing further tests to try and identify where is the problem. The baseline test that we do is a very specific hormonal profile in the female to assess her fertility reserve in the ovary, the potential for an ovary to release a follicle, grow an egg that then waits in the fallopian tube. We then do a fallopian tube test to assess, is the fallopian tube able, or does it allow the egg and sperm to meet and allow the embryo to be nurtured before it gets back into the uterus, and then we obviously do the semen analysis. And so if there's a specific problem with sperm, for example, the problem with the sperm will dictate the fertility treatment of choice, which goes a step further than IVF, which is called ICSI. Now, you can have all circumstances in the female being 100% good, but as soon as you have a significant problem with sperm necessitating or warranting ICSI, the success rates as far as getting embryos drops because it is that much more complicated. And as soon as you have a female who's slightly older with a reduced ovarian reserve, there again, our challenges are more with regards to the quality of eggs and the quality of embryos that we get.
Okay, so you've got a sense of the efficacy of the solution that you propose if it's IVF before the fact.
Sorry, say the question again.
You understand, or you have an understanding of the success rates before the fact.
Absolutely, absolutely. That is an integral or key part of our conversations with our patients, because the average age at which a patient and a couple will seek our advice, sadly so, is beyond 35. In our clinic, 38 to 42. So already the challenges are there with regards to that women's ovarian reserve. So already the success rates differ from compared to a patient if she came through, if she was younger than 35 years old. So these success rates, once we have the results of the investigations, are discussed with that couple based on their results, and they then use that information to decide whether this success rate is worth their while. Great. In terms of trying for a baby.
So you're not raising expectation. They know exactly what the chances are. Okay, so there's lifestyle modifications that apparently one can make to make the IVF treatment a little more, capable of working.
So in general, whether you're going to try for a baby naturally or whether you're going to embark on a fertility treatment, engaging in a healthy lifestyle in terms of avoiding fatty foods, alcohol, cigarettes, minimizing your stress, exercise, they are all going to already contribute to the job that the ovary has, the job that the hormones have, a little bit easier into doing this job at hand. If we're going to intervene as far as the fertility treatment is concerned, it certainly is helpful in managing a person's stress, because this is a very emotionally charged journey. Mm. And from that perspective, it is hugely helpful. From the physical perspective, does it directly contribute to the success of a treatment? Not necessarily so.
Is it necessary, given our time and day, to still destigmatize IVF? Back in the day, people were casting maybe aspersions in its direction. These days, it appears as if it's more of a practical alternative that could be implemented.
I think fertility, infertility, IVF comes, unfortunately, with a lot of baggage from generations before, from input from, you know, social media, family, in terms of perceptions about for the individual, for the couple, and perceptions from a lot of different entities out there. But we are saying this is a medical condition like any other. A part of the body is not functioning at its optimal, and therefore that is contributing to why a person is not pregnant. So we are saying, in simplifying, if you come through to us and we identify what is the problem, where is the problem, that if it cannot be fixed, we bypass the problem with a fertility intervention. We are trying to get rid of the baggage and all the shame and all the stuff that has for so many years gone along with IVF and infertility.
Well, I think there was a whole lot of information that we're going to be pondering. We appreciate it. Dr. Kasturi Moodley, obstetrician and gynecologist at MediClinic South Africa.